doing. Just like in the verse in the way of the triune God, where he says that Jesus said he was going to leave us. He'd come back when the house was finished.
Yeah.
And with all this sin and war raging, my God's coming any minute. That's the urgency even there that lays back before the mighty hunter, before the Lord began this mighty work in the earth.
Sedition, that came up last week sometime.
Last week, yeah. So I,
yeah, I had, hey, Bert, in the notes for December 3rd, so 2 weeks ago, it begins with Greg Sanders, and there's a whole bunch of things he does. Gets into Rebomb's benefits more on graphene. Rebomb's benefits more on graphene sulfide. Graphene sulfide comes from the aliens and accumulates in the thalamus. This is the coming sedition. People will ignore Joyless Behar. The change in media ecology, Bob's Tyno chart, applying the monad will change the world government. So there's the coming sedition. I'm thinking of Bert. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes, but I was going to bring up something to try to clarify. Ion, is Nimrod like a portion of Ophanel? Because at the beginning he said Gilgamesh and Nimrod, so it's like Bob and Gilgamesh. Is Nimrod part of like the anomaly of Ophanel and Bob, and now it's Nimrod?
Well, wait. Okay. We're either gonna have to go through the entire process of the red velvet cake so it makes sense with all the elements, or we're gonna try to do it like this. We're gonna divide the seals as a component or a corporeal way of sorting. It's a laundry where you sort the whites with the darks and the silks with the satins and the bullshit. Okay. First of all, you got to deal with the seal, because that's where it's going to divide it. Otherwise, you're never going to have it out. You're never going to figure it out. They don't want you to figure it out. White horse, red horse, black horse, pale horse. The man, the crying souls crying out. Then you have the earthquake and the sun, moon, and stars. That alignment. And then the last one is silence in heaven. That's what you're fixing to see.
Is that indifferent?
So now, see, we start,
heaven doesn't respond to the appeals of the people?
We didn't say.
Yes.
You're getting too carried. Well, now you're doing too much now. Calm down. You're going to be all right. It's going to be easy. Revelation 8:1.
What do you think of that list of books, Bert? You going to buy all those books?
I probably won't be able to because Amazon is the only book carrier, but they don't deliver in Switzerland, so it's a no-go for Bert.
You can ship them to Alyssa, and she can read them to you. Oh, no.
I'll
read
ship
it to
them
Bob.
Bert.
Bob's the one who's going, yeah, that's it.
So Revelation 8:1 is, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
Is that where we are now, Ion? With all this distraction?
Heaven is emptied. Heaven is emptied of all its angels. The songs of many angels around the throne are stilled. Because the singers are not there. They are with Jesus on the happiest mission of their blessed ministry for the heirs of salvation. When the Lord returns in glory, his glory, he'll have all the body of angels with him. That's Matthew 25:31, Alyssa.
Okay.
So in essence, Bert, what this is trying to convey, and see, we're not trying to make the delineation of how this all applies. We're trying to give you the series so you can sort of see what's going on. Oh, yeah, if that happens, okay. Oh, yeah, if that happens. So now you're in the process of the getting ready. It ain't time to get ready. It's time to be ready. Don't get ready. You need to be ready at this stage of the game. And that's why Bob is correctly saying, come on, Ion, you're just being dark. Don't be dark. Okay, no, we're not going to be dark. We're going to be happy as a little lamb. Yeah. Mary had a little lamb, and the doctor was surprised. So then we're going to see how this applies from this. What we're trying to be careful is that we don't promulgate this forced direction too quickly, because you can't unseal a seal.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of that TikTok about the seventh trumpet, Bert, that mm-hmm. you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But, okay, Ion, speaking of that, thank you for the segue, mm-hmm. Alyssa. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ion,
it's like she's working for you, ain't it?
Well, working with me, more like for me. Hey, Ion, okay, now, let me sort this. Okay, you said that the sixth trumpet hasn't been sounded, but in that, the AI answered and said it's already sounded, waiting for the seventh. Was that answered by the tech body or angels? I don't believe it was AI.
What's the difference? What's the difference? Okay. Wait a minute. No, that's the reason we divide. That's the reason we just went through that point by point. So you don't, okay, if you go through the seven seals and then you go to the seven thunders, what are the seven thunders, Bertrand?
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to go to my notes on that line. I don't have that in short term.
Good.
Seven thunders, okay. Okay, but I thought that the tech body was fooling the, while I'm looking, I'm going to speak. I thought that the tech body was fooling the angels. That's not so?
So we'll see. Look, okay. Now listen, don't mix it up. Just because you sort the laundry don't mean it's not all your laundry. How ridiculous is it for us to say that Bob is Nimrod, one of the nastiest angels of all, and that's trying to find Bob? So they're trying to hook Ophanael back to Bob. Okay? And if they do that, it's game over. But they're not going to do that so far. But there's an element of mystique, because you have these different compendiums of aspects and ratios. Because then you got the seven bowls, seven trumpets, seven seals. Those all are colliding together. And they don't mean the same things, but they occur the same way. Don't you remember Jenny Bell laying it out long ways instead of up and down, instead of the stack?
Yes.
That's the point. Now, if you take the first one of each one of those, which you've got that chart, that piece of paper, I think Sasha did it or somebody did it. So it lays it out because it actually means it gives you like a playbill of what's in the first act, and then a playbill of what's in the second act, kind of thing. So you can get
it. Yeah, I have seven thunders.
Okay, go ahead.
First thunder gives a reference to the hour of judgment. Worship Creator God. Second thunder, Babylon has fallen.
Yep.
Third thunder, avoiding not accepting the mark of the beast, false worship.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth thunder repeats of the first three with an extra emphasis on spiritualism invading popular religious bodies.
Which is what's happened. That's already happened, see, because they've destroyed religion. Religion has been destroyed. It's been eviscerated.
That's right,
People, they shoot you in the face if you try to go to the church.
Fifth thunder, second coming of God, reaping the earth, God's home.
That's where it's being reclaimed. Say it again.
I have another note, God's home. Second coming of God, reaping the earth, God's home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And see, this is all going to be sort of ripped and shredded up, preparing. See, y'all think when Jesus returns, that's the end. No, when Jesus returns, that's when you're going home. That's the point of going home. And you take this earth, this spaceship earth, back home, which then is heaven. And then the angel war in heaven is settled, and all the angels are collected here on the earth. And what is that based on? That's based on the last horse.
What does it mean for the angels to be collected on the earth?
Well, they're all going to empty out of heaven. That's when heaven goes silent. They all leave. They're all now in the earth. Right now, it was only a third were bound in the earth. That's a shitload of angels now. And we have fucking now. There's a lot of angels. But you've got them bound and you've got them in the earth. Okay? Now, what you see happening now in the East Coast and the West Coast, those are all being eviscerated. What you're seeing now, we divide this conversation so y'all don't get confused with which type of alien they are and which ones are at the Pentagon and which ones are in the earth, which ones have been here since the beginning, since the fall of man. Because this whole mess that everybody's having to go through is just because y'all silly slots won't take your power back. If you did that, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd be through. This meal would be terminated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then I'd be a nobody.
No, but you'd be the only nobody. You'd be the only nobody.
Yeah, okay. I'll go for that.
and then for the rest of eternity, Carolyn would have to listen to you talk to her about how wonderful you are.
Yeah, it's reverse right now. I have to listen to her talk and preen about.
And then she'd say, "Ion, how's that different than it's been the last 85 years?" Basically. So anyhow, the numbing, and that's what's happened now. The things that are going on now, people say, "Oh well, it was just they only ate a few babies." Okay, come on now. I mean, how else is people supposed to get their adrenochrome if we don't do it this way? You got a better way? Okay, tell us. We don't care. See? And then everybody's just appalled. Well, now no one is appalled. They're not appalled. They're taking bats and bashing little Asian women in the head for walking down the street just for shits and giggles. They don't even gain anything from it. And then... what do? You back somebody in the head with a bat, but your bitch ass going to jail. Not even, they don't even have to make bail. They don't even have to make bail. So it's like, wait a minute, Houston, this is something's off. And so what happens now in about a second, you get quickly into a position where there is no bad. There is no incorrigible. There is, the only person bad here is Bob. That's it. Just Bob. Just Chad. Bad boy Bob. You know, like big, bad, bad Leroy Brown. Well, this is big, bad, bad Bob.
Hey, Bert, I'm the original famous person. Doesn't matter what fucking happened in our history, I stood out.
Yeah. Attention. Yeah, well, attention. Attention is attention. You don't care where, and Bob don't care. Yeah. You know, it's pretty bad when Bob says, "Oh yeah, I really liked pedophilia. That was my favorite. That was a nice man in my life. I enjoyed it." But he found out what it was, and then he kind of backed off of it. Just because Kevin was about to cut his damn head off. Just goes, he called her little people, so I guess that's how he got away.
Sealed it up with this Nimrod announcement. That's been sealed about Bob with this Nimrod announcement. That's more.
Well, we couldn't have this. We couldn't have this.
Yeah, but is Nimrod, how does Nimrod relate to Opinel?
They're trying to merge this back together. Yeah, okay, it's the absolute opposite side, or the other end of the angels having to be forced to come back together. This is going to force the humans to come back together. And that connection then is going to make it where there's only way out is ascend, or it's over.
So Nimrod worked for Opinel to force people to ascend and go to Andromeda, which is led by
Opinel. Okay, that's nice. Those are pretty words. Apply it. You can't, because it doesn't fly like that. Because you're saying, okay.
You just said words that meant that.
No. Indirectly.
You just said words that meant
like,
that.
Okay, so let's say it like this then. I said, oh, okay, so this is a great idea. Let's get a conspiracy theory that ain't a conspiracy theory, and let's have gain of function, and let's get the Wuhan lab, and let's make a bioterror thing, and let's destroy the earth so that we can line them up and shoot graphene oxide and all these people to set them up for the death knell. To thin down the herd a little bit. You heard me? They're going to thin down the herd. And they change everything. And so government becomes medicine. Wait. It always has been, hasn't it? Dalhousie seemed to teach it like that. Well, we're not sure. We'll have to double check the A&A and see what medical advice can withstand. So you see the shuffle here? The shuffle now brings it right back home. Okay. Bert, tell him.
What's the shuffle, Bert?
There's a lot going on, Bob. I am.
Nothing, Bert. That's it.
No. I have something on the tip of my tongue that I want to talk about because Ion said something in your private session about what was in key for his release. And then on what youth, Ion warned me about these bacteria.
Yeah.
What was it?
Bacteria.
Hold on. No, it was
the Bob germs.
No, there was something about you, these microbials. Ion, those microbials
the
that you
right.
Did you microbials that you warned me about on what you is that connected to Keith? Kai or
yes.
Whatever you want.
Huh?
Yes.
For sure.
Kiev.
To Kiev.
Yeah. Okay.
Kiev.
That's why you have a war in Ukraine.
Yeah. Fight over what to do with that.
That they basically destroyed the entire country of Ukraine and now Russia is in trouble. I ain't quite figured that one out yet. You figured it out? Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Is that because of that bacteria? Is it because of the bacteria or something else? Because that bacteria fucks everybody.
Both.
No, Bert, it's the irony. The Ukraine is destroyed, so what is putting Russia in trouble?
Right.
So Russia's not in
according
trouble.
According to Russia, nobody in Russia has died of COVID. They act like it ain't even a thing. It's like, well, that's silly. A little bug gonna kill everybody. That's ridiculous. Not in Mother Russia, for Pete's sake. Well, if it's going to kill everybody, we might as well get the USSR back. Bring me back Latvia. I want my Latvia back. I want my MTV. I need my MTV.
So Russia, if it's, the West says Russia's in trouble. If they are actually in trouble, it's due to what's still in Kyiv. The germs. The bacteria.
And we, it's a little broader than that. We were just trying to keep it simple. We didn't want to make too big of a...
Well, was that simple enough, what I said?
Yeah. But it's a little more than that, you're saying. I mean, you're saying it's fine, but there might be a little bit more.
I didn't say it's fine. I'm explaining why Russia is in trouble. Not in trouble
correct,
because
but
of there's,
the
army.
It's not just because of Kyiv, but that's a great deal of it. Now...
Oh, okay.
Did you, Bert, are you going to go into the brick or no?
The brick? You mean bricks or brick?
Brick.
Okay, I'm lost as far as brick. I know about bricks, but brick?
What is bricks?
No, you said bricks, Ion. You said the X. You fucker.
Yeah.
Some of the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa.
Yep, that's it.
And the gold.
That's brick. That's brick, Bert. From now on, you say brick to I.O.
Okay, brick.
That's right.
Yeah. So
well, who's going to count South Africa? Who's going to count South Africa for people?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe Ion doesn't count South Africa.
Okay, so Ion, that's getting ready to go in full force because you told us about that like 4 months ago. And now that's going hot then. with the
And when we said it then, everybody rolled their eyes and says, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
there's
right.
going to
oh.
be an alliance out of those people and put all their money in
right,
one little
right.
piggy bank. And then they right. found all that money in Mongolia. Don't forget that.
So that's
see,
what
you've been
said,
given...
That's what you said, the monad will shift the world government. That's the LaRouche brick component.
Correct. Yes, but don't tell Bob. He'll give him the big head. Lord.
It's okay.
Not
don't
big
you
enough.
Big
yeah.
head,
Alyssa. Yeah,
I
that's
no
right.
big head.
Carolyn, you're going to have... Carolyn, you're going to have... Bob's got a... assist on his head. You're going to have to lanch it opened up and let some of that wonderment spill out on everybody. Excuse me, man. Would you like a little pus? I have some extra in my head. I have a head full of pus I'd like to share with you. So, it's pretty...
Hey, Ian, you've mentioned Mongolia like two times. This is the third time, but this is the first time you brought up gold.
Mm-hmm.
So they found gold in Mongolia?
Well, let's just say it this way. We said that there is no more gold, okay? But there's also no less gold. All the gold that ever has been is already created. The world is not producing more gold. All the gold that is, you know, they hadn't found it all. But the earth isn't producing more gold. You can't make gold. Although the alchemists certainly have given it the old college try.
Okay, I stand corrected. I have a note. You said on September 25th, 24th, that Mongolia found a gold mine.
Mm-hmm. A vein, the largest one in history.
Really?
So far, they don't even know how far it goes.
Wow, and you hear nothing about Mongolia other than mentioning them in the.
And then after that, and then 1 second later, Froggy went to courting. They're getting loved up from everywhere you can get loved up. So basically, the same thing they're doing to Bob. For everybody,
yeah.
you know, trying to have a little fellatio, basically. Oh, we don't need anything, just to sit at the table. Oh, get some of the crumbs that falls away from your impenetrable smile. That'll be clean enough for me.
The chair popped off smile. That's a good one. I might have said that. Impenetrable smile.
And Bob, when you brought up the shuffle, I'm just thinking of recalling things, the notes that I took on your private session, because there was a lot that was dumped in this one, yet another one. Hey, but, Ion, Bob.
Now, Bert, now, this really ain't fair. This really ain't fair. Put Bill in the hospital and do all this stuff just so everybody, before they got too intoxicated, could hear, actually hear a private session and get stuck with it. Now you got stuff to talk about. It's not fair. It's just not right.
There's a lot in there. We need everyone to help. Everyone to contribute.
To help us pack it.
Hey, but okay, Bob knocked off two
leave
generations
Bob,
of...
Leave Bob Sackett. Leave Bob Sackett. Leave Bob Sackett out of there.
Put that in your fucking resume.
Bob, I mean, I thought about Bob's bacteria because I just reheard that 2019. So Bob must have used some extra special magic with his bacteria to knock out two generations. That's never happened on the planet. Two generations. Dang. Is that the radiation part of Bob's bacteria? Is that the radiation part of Bob's bacteria that did it?
No, don't get too clever about half now. Hold on.
Bob's radiation now. We do have that.
That's Revelation 10, 1 through 7.
Uh-oh.
Okay, write that down, Carol. Revelation 10, 1 through 7.
This is going to sort it. We were talking about the laundry baskets and then the difference between the situation and the difference between the laundry baskets and then the compendium of what happens when you put this all back together.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Hey, Bert, the rainbow is a symbol on the license plate for Hawaii.
No, it ain't. It's for the LGBTQRSTXYZ crowd.
Oh, yeah, the Rainbow Coalition. Or the Plane of Essence in Cosmic Awareness. It's 144 symbols. The rainbow was the symbol for the Plane of Essence, Paradise, Andromeda.
And then Akasha. Then Akasha whooped Joe Dunn Sloan. Isn't that how it went?
Yeah, that was Carolyn. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't going to say that, so good for you.
So carry on, Bert.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. And he cried out with a loud
voice. Wait. Now, that says how far Bob's bacteria will go.
the land and the sea.
Land and the sea all over. And he cried.
Straddling,
yes, so it's all over. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stood upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be, I did it just like what Bob did in Revelation, that there should be time no longer.
Oh, yeah. And that guy Stradling, he created all that stuff that you just said.
Yes,
the connecting, Bob. That's why they're trying to get you. That's why they're trying to get you. And because if they get you,
Bert,
if they give it up,
the wonderful seas, the lovely mountains, the rolling plains, and the
fentanyl. The fentanyl,
the
morphine sulfate, and all of the what are those pills, the pain pills that Carolyn despises, those the codeines and everything with an E on it, all that.
I filled all that first.
The better parts of the Martini sod.
Like the thing is Stradley with the rainbow. And then you said it created the things in the sea and land and stuff, right? That's what it said. Did I read that right?
Yeah. Who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, and he hath declared to his servants, the prophets.
And our next bit on the thunders of Finnegan's Wake, at least seven of them. He says something with the seven thunders. So Bert, you know, it began with Rai. Rai created this world, running away from the plane of essence. And then Ion expanded Rai into Ophanel, who convinced everybody to fall, and then they fell into this dimension. So it makes sense that Ophanel created everything, and that was their answer. And what was your question?
Oh, he's talking about 1 Thessalonians 4, Bert.
No, Bert. What made him say Revelation 10:1-7. You said something. You said, "Oh, Bob and the bacteria."
Right.
You brought that up, and that was his answer. So Bob created this world, and this world is lethal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carolyn, who's the biggest germaphobe in the whole wide world?
Wayne Gretzky.
He's close, but don't.
Gary
First Thessalonians,
What's First Thessalonians say, Bob?
First Thessalonians, which chapter, Ian?
Four.
Howard Hughes.
4:4
No, he was just cantankerous. He's just cantankerous. Bert's our biggest germaphobe. He wanted to touch things where germs were.
Hey, Ian, did you say 1 Thessalonians chapter 4:4
No, I didn't give a verse. I just said 4. You don't have to, maybe don't have to read the whole thing. But plow into that for just a second.
Okay. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that we may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack nothing. But I would not have
you
to be.
No, go ahead. See, that's the point of order. Then you come into your power. You have your position, and then you have it all, and you do it all, and you can do what you want to.
Mm.
And if you look at the setup, the way everybody's got it all set up in their world now, the nashness that you can find is all about a distraction. I mean, if you're not comfortable with human genitalia, then we suggest you don't get on Twitter. Yeah, don't get on that, because you'll see things you never thought you could, it would be possible to be seen. Okay? And if you have ADD or ADHD, but if you have ADD, then you go to TikTok and you don't have to do it but for 30 seconds or 3 minutes is a long story. You can tell the story of the earth in 3 minutes on a TikTok. Mm-hmm. And so all this is but a distraction. The distraction. And what it distracts you from is like going out on the date with somebody and enjoying dinner and enjoying time with each other. Everybody's busy doing everybody's talking and nobody's, and it's going into the hive mind capacity where everybody serves the queen bee. All right. Well, then that brings you in a position where you become, where you're trying to become the king bee. And that's the whole rub. And the First Thessalonians is trying to set up the stage to where you get yourself together and ready, because it's up. Jig is up. Which we say, and then Bob says, oh, yeah, right. That's good. Thanks for telling us. If you hadn't told us, we'd have never noticed. Thanks for giving us a heads up. And all of a sudden, now we talk about those things that already were that you're now bumping into. You see?
Hmm.
Is that logical or liturgical? I guess liturgical would be a Mennonite way to say it.
For me it is, because okay. I've felt...
Was there any blanks filled in? Maybe not, because it's more of an essence.
For me.
Flow. Okay, then that's good. That's the... Now, y'all, listen, if y'all pay attention to what Bert's trying to do, he wants every one of y'all to get it, but he's not going to give it up just so you can have the chance at it. He's trying to make it work for him, because if he works it out for him, he's going to put his mask on first, you see. And he'll help you with yours, too, but that ain't his point. The point is to get you in your position where you in your position get to find your power back in God. Because if you don't, the angel's going to come take you the rest of it away. And that's either going to be, we're going to answer this question now because we weren't going to do it directly. So we always do things on the sly. So you can, we have the documentation that we told you, but we didn't answer your damn question. You know, the normal stuff, not incorrigibly wrong. Did that let you know the difference between the lines and the spaces, Alyssa?
Ooh.
Lines and the spaces.
Awesome.
That seems logical.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you keep going, you're going to throw us back in the Sacred Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Fa sol la. Start pitching it. Then we have to have a pitch pipe. Then what happens is it rolls back into the conditioned response of which is the position. What is gain of function? What is gain of function?
Increase the function of the bacteria, the virus.
Correct. Now, Carolyn would say, that'd be great, because it's going to build, you'll build a resistance to it. That's fabulous. Build something so strong that your body has to get even stronger to not be killed by it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't work if everybody's doped out, flipped out, antibiotic'd out, and she's like a kid in a candy shop. What? No more antibiotics? Ooh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now you got to do it the real way. You got to ascend, come into your power.
Right.
You don't have to borrow somebody's anti pro something that you're supposed to be doing on your own. You can't borrow it. You're not going to no longer borrow power and it be significantly absorbed.
Yeah, Ion, it's like you talked to us about increasing our capacity so that we can have, so we can move into the gaining of the new function as our body.
Yeah, becomes. And nobody even knew what that was 20 years ago. Carolyn did because of Mir, but she's the only one that's normally smart enough to actually have a sentence with polymerase that makes sense.
Right.
But she's the exception, not the rule. Mom says, okay, quit talking about Carolyn. You got to talk about me.
But, Ion, you said you were going to answer a question back there. So
We did.
So,
yeah,
Ion,
okay with...
so Ion, are we?
See how much fun that is? Is there all the, what is it when we say to Roxy? All is recorded. All is recorded. So we got to pierce it out. Because we're not going to just lay it out. Because, see, that's the whole thing. You got to find a way to parse it out. Because you have to apply this. All these terrible, nasty, awful, yucky-nucking things that you got. We've been telling you about this. Oh, that'll be so terrible. Honey, that's here. That's occurring. That's
so
occurring.
So, Ion, are we at the point now where this funk that's going on, the bacteria, is how we're going to get the new information into the cells now? Is that where we are at this point?
We'll see.
Great question.
I see, said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
And it's, yeah. Okay. Well.
What about that, though? Okay, that was fun. Thank you all for coming by. It's really been great. We've enjoyed this more than ever. Merry fucking Kruma.
Oh, I remember. You didn't answer the question directly. Because Bob, I remember why I brought the bacteria. Bob knocked off two generations, and it was Bob's bacteria. You never answered the question directly. I don't recall.
Was what about
Bob's bacteria? Was Bob's bacteria what knocked off two generations of the Chateau Lafite folks?
No, but you said that correctly. It was not that. No.
Okay. Okay. Whew. All right.
It was more kind of like a box crusher.
Oh, that box. Was just Bob having enough plasma power.
Oh, Lord. Is he ejaculating plasma again?
No, Bob.
He just ruins everything. He just ruins every party. He's the life of the party, but then he ruins it. So that's our Bob.
And now that we're, okay, Alyssa, go ahead and come because I have some questions I can, not questions I prepared, but from the private session. Ion, this Max Laughlin, did we arrive at the parallel universe when you were right? When CERN turned their thing on? Around the same time?
Can you embrace a compendium? Can you embrace a compendium?
Well, first I have to look that up. I remember hearing that word, but like I said, it's not in
the... That's the reason we did it. That's the reason we said it that way, to make sure, because some people get smart. These jackasses think they know everything. They don't know shit. And they start saying, oh, yes, and blah, 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 blah. And we're like, we're not talking about that. So that's the clear, to clear off the cot and get the snot out of it. Just get the snot out of it. We'll get to something good. Just get the snot out first. And then we'll work with something.
Okay, compendium, a brief summary of a larger work or field of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yep, that's right. And we said compendium of what?
Damn, I don't remember.
Okay, it's recorded. Thanks.
Hopefully I get the recording. It's not being saved on a cheese, so hopefully I do get the recording to re-get this, but...
Mm-hmm.
Is Mac Lawson, is he still around? Seems pretty controversial to be 13 years old. Is he present?
No. He's a placeholder. He ain't even a watcher. He's a placeholder.
Placeholder as in angelic?
We'll see.
Is he an alien? What's the difference, right?
We'll see.
You're gonna say.
We're not being shitty because we can divide them, but it's just y'all's definition that's a sloppy. They both apply. See? I mean, you put the building blocks of life as an amino acid, then your entire ascension is because you don't have the last three. If you hadn't made it being an amino acid, it wouldn't have mattered, would it? But yet, you were smart enough to know to hold three places in your chart to make sure you get the last three.
Hmm.
And the process had to go pretty far down the rabbit hole for him to even acknowledge what they were. Well, he did it, though, and gave it to everybody. The just and the unjust alike.
Well, you're speaking very authoritative, like the fat lady is on the stage there, buddy.
Dude. Bob said, that's what you were saying 13 years ago. That's what you were saying then. I still don't have the broke down car you said I didn't have last time. But Bob doesn't drive, he aims anyway, so it's okay.
Wow.
And so now what it's all boiled down to is how we're going to divvy up Fang. How are we going to divvy up Fang? Who wants what part of Fang?
Fang?
Uh-huh.
F-A-N-G?
Fang. Uh-huh.
Fang.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google.
Oh, man.
Fang.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything is based on how close or far you are from your last twat. Oh, wait, no. That means something different to Bob, so we have to be careful. No, wait. Okay, titty twit. Itty bitty titty committee. Yeah, that's it. The itty bitty titty committee. That's the one. That's the driver. So now everything is, you can be killed or eviscerated or what they call it when they ghosted where you never were. But that's not new. That's what they used to do in Egypt. Pharaoh would say, he'd make it so your name never was. Rub it off all the buildings and the monuments as though you never were. Queen Victoria did it when Prince Albert was in the can. Not in my world. And you were, not like they, she killed you. She made it where you never were. Mm-hmm. So this ain't new. But now it's coming into a place where it can be done in a second by a second. In a second by a second. You got a second?
But, Ian, is the tech body taking over, Fang?
Some say the tech body. Some say they don't even know what they are now. They're building buildings of buildings that are buildings. They're the biggest buildings you've ever seen in your whole life today. There ain't enough stuff to fill all them damn buildings. It'd be like 100 football fields in one warehouse. And there's one on every corner. You drive anywhere that's doing any kind of construction, and there ain't nobody got no money, ain't nobody buying nothing, ain't nobody doing nothing. And they're just constantly building. They're breaking ground everywhere you turn around. Look, these things go as far as the eye can see to the horizon for these trucks to pull in with something and unload them and then trucks to pull out with something and take them somewhere. And why can't the truck that's bringing it just take it there in the first place? It don't make a lot of sense on that side, but they're steady under construction and they're all being done with all the robotics that they can possibly do completely, empirically. No way out, no way around it. And then you want to be a smart ass? Okay, they'll take your app off of their computer from the app store. Yeah, you want to show your ass? I will fix it so nobody can get you. We got your telephone line. You got your number, but we got your line. If we don't like you, we'll turn you off, honey. Isn't that what happened to Paula? That's a little sticky point for Carolyn because that was Dan Bongino's, and so she was a little upset by that. She's fond of Dan Bongino.
Yeah, he's going off the air, I read.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they took it off the App Store. You can't get to the app. You see? Because if you don't have, nobody's going to actually stand up. Well, no, that's not true. The damn Apple Watches now tell you when it's time to stand up. Use you laying around sitting all the damn time, not doing nothing. It even so careful it makes you stand up. They're getting all the bodies in good condition so they can become real tender spam. I want you in a good shape. You know how you stretch the meat out a little bit so it has some streaky lean? I have a little bit of streaky lean in there. The aliens are real fond of that. A little side meat. Listen, we weren't being disparaging against you with that now. See, that's that giggle. We just love, you're going to have to record that. Let's give that to Alexa. She'd love that. Then when you ask Alexa something, she goes,
oh, no, don't worry, God,
that. That's coming. You'll be across the world. You'll be the most famous thing ever. You'll be the head of hopper of giggling.
Oh, brother.
So, Ian, are the B-1 aliens driving the Fang?
No comment.
Oh, boy.
Look here. You're in Bible school. You're in Bible school. Vacation Bible school. And you just get a chance now and then. And some of you have gotten to come a long way, baby. And some, not so much. That's okay. It's not where you are in life. It's where you stop. The whole point of this now is getting so in. Before you could do it because it was a good thing to do. Now you got to do it if you're going to survive. There's a little difference. The training is different now. You don't get the luxury of the laser rolling over. And, oh, let me see if I can wake up for the private session. And, oh, it's your time for the show. Sounds like you're expelling something very vulgar out of your body. So, you know, it's yours to lose. Do it like you want to.
Okay. Good. Okay, Ian. Real hot item. You said something that rang bells. Those books that you get, gave Bob at the beginning, you said something, I missed it, about the Orthodox, but I heard at the end, making Genesis a science. Did I hear that correct?
Yes, y'all are using, instead of a history. You're using Genesee. Y'all using Genesee as a history book, and it's a science book.
Well,
it's a roadmap.
Yeah, there was a lot of science.
For the Great, and use it for the Great Commission. Yeah. Because it's as it was and as it will be, as it always was before.
Trying God.
Because there was some heavy science laid out in that three-part Genesis series that Carolyn and Bob did with you. So that's
That was the one where Bob was going to whip God. He decided he'd had enough, and he's going to whip God.
That's my
God.
Favorite one to listen to you and him go at it. You all were going at it. So
and
these
Ed,
books.
And then Ed was going to do one. Ed was going to do one. That didn't last 30 seconds. He's like, oh, hell no. Oh, no.
So, Ian, these books will help. These books will help to make. Give more words to make Genesis a science. That's what you're...
Yes. Agreed. Okay.
Well, hopefully I have PDF somewhere.
Well, it's
a lot to cover.
Maybe we can ask the chat about it. Maybe they'll help you.
Yeah, but there's one that was really important. Where is it? Land of Father, Bible. There was one that I made. Hold on. It was like... Damn. Oh! Was it the author's name is Godspeed? Or God,
yes.
History of Babylonia. Godspeed, History of Babylonia. You said that was the key. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I know you don't repeat gossip, so I just got that. Thanks for that answer. Okay. Listen, go ahead. Let me look at the private session notes to,
You were going through the seals, and you were on the one that was talking about how God would come back into their land, you know. And Ion, you almost said the word reclaim, and then you used a different word, but that word reclaim connects to the Trump announcement that Ed featured, that Trump Uncensored. Because Trump makes a big to-do about reclaiming the power you've already had.
Right. And look what's happening now. They're using that the rhinos and the dinos are trying to make anything be. They don't care. Fuck the United States of America. Or no, what was it, Reverend Wright? God damn America. God damn America. That was the Reverend Wright thing. But that's basically what they've all adopted at this point. Can't tell the difference in them. Throw him in a sack and dump him in the floor. He had no idea that it was the entire government, that it was the swamp.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, I'm going to clean up the Titanic and say, oh, hell no, we got to sink this bitch. It is enough. It's too much. Let's go. Let's go. Bye. See you.
So
bye.
On that Trump Uncensored video, there's
good.
Two camera angles, and there's that front one, and obviously Trump is looking very, you know, like on the drops, on the products. He's got that kind of glow and essence. And the second camera angle, I don't know, but I almost felt like it looked kind of like JFK. Is that weird? Is that like a stretch?
Yeah. No, it's a reference.
Yeah, definitely saw that. Okay. Yeah, there's so much in the private session. I don't have any questions. I just have a bunch of notes. I did find the, just on a quick search, I found the Hops, Egypt, and its monuments, which you said gives the point and the symbolism as it relates to McLuhan and Rouge. So I found that one on Google Books. And we'll keep looking for the other ones. What else here?
How does Melchizedek fit into this?
Melchizedek, that's that king.
He's a bad dude. He's like Corn Pop. He was a bad dude.
Okay, I'm going to look that up here.
Okay. You spoke about Melchizedek in the rewrite series.
Mm-hmm. do. Pronounced actually better. It's more like Machizeldick, actually. Machizeldick, Melchizedek, but you want to get real precise.
Ion, is there a connection between, hold on just a second. I wrote it down and I took a picture of it. Let me grab it here. So, NAMA. You brought up NAMA today. N-A-A-M-A-H.
Kush. It's Kush.
In the land of Kush. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, is there a connection between NAMA and Melchizedek?
I'll wait.
Okay. So NAMA is...
All the way up to Hosea.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now Bert's gonna perk up now.
Perk up.
You do this on purpose. No, you do this on purpose. Just getting him all riled up. Don't be terrible. But he's coming. You better be ready because he's coming. He better be ready. Don't. You'll
suck
a little bison.
The family tree, the lineage, so it's showing Cain, and it's showing Enoch as a son of Cain, and then Irad, and then Mahujael, and then Methuselah, Methusahel.
Down further. Yeah, that's the granddaddy. Go ahead.
Okay. And then there's Ada, Lamech, and then Zillah.
Lamech.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So did Lamech and Zillah have NAMA?
Yes.
Okay.
NAMA is the one protecting me.
Stop talking shit. There you go, talking shit. Every time... You should have been talking earlier when we was saying bullshit. Now we say something good and you go spoil everything. Spoiler alert.
Okay, but
hey Bob, guess what? You can't mess up the private session this time.
Okay, Ian, why are there two Enochs? There's an Enoch on the Seth. What?
How can I mess up the private session?
You can't, because you already played it. Because normally at this time of the night, you stand, hi, Cheyenne, you're giving away all the secrets, and then you give the secrets out more than we do. But we haven't. We've been accused of it once or twice.
Yeah. So, NAMA, protecting me.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more than that, but yeah, it's Carolyn is amazed at the resources wasted on protecting Bob.
So, Ion, Red Angels. Bob has a problem with Red Angels. That's pretty interesting. You were bringing up the smell that you warned me of. Are Red Angels the only angels that smell, or all angels smell?
All angels smell, but the Red Angels are the most pungent.
Okay.
Carolyn knows. She pays the angels more than most of y'all. She knows, and she gets in. She just goes with it. She just goes with it. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, understand. I got this. You going to blow smoke up my skirt tails? All right, let's see how that goes. Come on. Better bring it now. If you coming at me, you better bring it. Because me and you one finna get an ass whooping. I don't know which one, but one of us been to. Then what happens is it settles the confidence. The confident level to let the power flow through you. The problem is not having the power. The problem is having the little man having the knee-jerk reaction of, oh, no, I can't have that much power flowing, coursing through my body. It would overtake me. And we go, yes, it will overtake you. But that's what you're trying to do.
Yes.
There's a little spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And she told you where to look in total fucked up biology, for Pete's sake. You better stop that shit, honey. You'll get muted. That's what'll happen to you. You know better than that. those compliments.
Well, praise Bob. I've said praise Bob a bunch, so I'm just saying praise
Good.
Him.
Well, that's the only reason you're unmuted right this minute, but it can be fleeting, just so you know. We can run y'all pretty good.